Wrestling here. It was the Scott City Wrestling team. The boys won the Ron Smith Invitational on this Saturday down at Ulysses, and they will head to Abilene on this Saturday. Get it a really big tournament, and it's gotten a little bigger now that the regional assignments were released today and know who's in the regional. We'll talk a little bit about that later on here. But we've got a couple of juniors joining us here, and they're off to good starts here. And starting off at 132 pounds with the junior Aiden Preston. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, thank you. You bumped up a couple of weight classes from last year. And how's it been so far this year wrestling at 32?
Yeah, I'm definitely having more tough competition starting off. I've lost a couple of matches that I probably could have done better in, but I would say I'm doing pretty well.
What's maybe the noticeable difference for you bumping up there compared to where you were at last year?
Strength. I'd say strength is probably like much more noticeable mm-hmm. compared to the lower weight classes.
But you had a second place finish, I think it was, last, or how'd you do it, Ulysses on Saturday?
Ulysses, I got third.
Third, okay.
Yep, and then Hoxie, I ended with first.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty good. Saturday at Ulysses there, how'd you feel like your day went there?
It started off good, and then towards the end of the day, I started making worse decisions in my matches, mm-hmm. being a little bit slower, sluggish.
All right. What did you learn from that experience there on Saturday?
I got to play it more safe. I was doing too many risky things that would give up too many points.
All right. What do you feel like you've improved on this year?
I feel like I'm a lot more agile, more quick mm-hmm. on my feet, a lot better from top.
Mm-hmm. All right. And as you move forward throughout the season, what would you like to accomplish?
I'm hoping that this year I can make it further to state than I did last year.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you. It should be a fun one there for you coming up on Saturday. And thanks again, as always, here, and good job on the start to the season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior Aiden Preston. We'll go to Houston Frank here, who's bumped up to 165 this year. And he's had a really good start. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, you can't ask for a better start here this year. Two tournament wins, I believe, right?
No, I lost at Hoxie.
Okay, that's right. Second and first, but you did come off a first-place finish at Ulysses on Saturday. And what really worked well for you there last Saturday at Ulysses?
Just being aggressive. I only had one match that went past the first period, so I just went out and mm-hmm. took them to their back.
Yep, and in that, I know, yeah, I forget about the Hoxie tournament there, but you had a pretty good run there and just ran into a buzzsaw there. And was that something you learned a lot from?
Yeah, I never really wrestled like I did against that kid at Hoxie, and it's not going to work against him, so I just figure something else out when I run into him again.
All right, yeah, you'll probably see him next month in that duel there. But, you know, moving up a little bit there to a different weight class here to 165 here, and you had the state tournament experience from last year. What are some things maybe you learned from that run last year to state to lead you in here to this year?
Basically, anybody's beatable. I can go out and beat anybody. It doesn't matter who they are.
And yeah, I know you've had the experience with the wrestling and also tennis making it to state as well. Does that give you a lot of confidence in some of those high-stake tournaments?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And head to Abilene on Saturday. Have you had a chance to kind of look up some of the competition that's going to be in your weight class?
Yeah, I have. And I'm thinking to myself that I should win this tournament, so we'll see.
All right. But, yeah, and it's going to be a pretty big one, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. What would you like to see as you move forward throughout this season?
I'd like to see our team win regionals again and definitely try to win regionals, place at state. So.
All right. Well, hopefully those things work out for you. Off to a good start here. Once again, junior Houston Frank joining us here. And thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
All right. Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Houston Frank joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to talk with a couple of the girls wrestlers, and one of them will be making her debut. The other one, she said, oh, I was on for volleyball this year. So let's see who gets the headset first. It's going to be, all right, well, the rookie's got to learn from the elder, right? Yeah. That's sophomore Audrey Schwartz joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a pretty good run so far this year in wrestling, two weekends in. And what's worked for you here this year so far?
Well, you see, my confidence kind of went up, and I've started taking more shots this year, so I think that helps a lot. in the offensive side of things. I need to work on my defense a little more. But, yeah, definitely taking more shots just makes things a lot easier.
Just a knowledge of the sport here as you're in your sophomore year, your second year out for wrestling. Do you feel like that you're a lot more confident out there on the mat knowing that you've been through 1 year of wrestling?
Yeah, I feel like last year it was just kind of like, oh, I'm the freshman. This is my first year. I don't really know what I'm doing. So I just was lacking confidence there, and I just was like, I don't really care anyways. But this year I feel like since I'm not the freshman, I'm like, I'm not the freshman, so I need to go out there and win.
Well, last weekend, a second place finish for you, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was that like for you?
It felt pretty good considering I went 0-2 the weekend before. Just I had an off weekend last weekend, and this weekend coming back with three wins was pretty good for me.
And did that kind of boost your confidence quite a bit more?
Yeah, it did. It helped me realize what I need to work on. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I am winning, I need to work on stuff still.
All right. Now, of course, you're going tomorrow, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're going to go pretty good tournament there at Abilene tomorrow. And would you like to see it of yourself there in that pretty good tournament?
Well, I'd like to see myself take a shot in every match and hopefully win some.
Yeah, and win some. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yep, it would.
But no, you've had a good run here this year so far, and congratulations on the good start here, Audrey, and good luck to you coming up here at Abilene tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Audrey Schwartz joining us here, and freshman making her debut on our show here, and Brody Spear, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right, well, welcome aboard here, and of course, this is a little bit new to you, wrestling, first year out, and what made you decide, I want to try wrestling?
Really, basketball was not my thing, so I thought I would go out and try something new.
All right, and you've really picked it up pretty well, and have you enjoyed that experience so far?
Yes, I like doing different things, so.
All right, and so you've had a pretty good couple matches or a couple weekends. What was the second tournament like for you compared to the first?
The second tournament, I got two wins out of that mm-hmm. one. That felt pretty good. I felt like my confidence went up a lot, mm-hmm. knowing that I could win.
All right, first match you ever had, what was it like stepping out there on the mat?
I was intensely nervous, very nervous. It was I did not have a good feeling about that.
And then last week, did you feel a lot more comfortable out there then?
Definitely.
All right. What's been your favorite part about wrestling so far this year?
Just the environment, the people I'm with, and like the feeling of knowing that you did good.
All right. And the season's going pretty quick, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You'll be going to Hoisington on Friday, is that right?
Yes.
All right. And what would you like to accomplish as you head to Hoisington on Friday?
Feel more confident within myself mm-hmm. and, yeah, take more shots and work on defense.
And I know you're only 3 or 4 weeks into the season here, but is it unbelievable how much you've acknowledged you've gained from the first day of practice to now?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. The first day I had no clue what I was doing, mm-hmm. but now I feel pretty comfortable.
All right, well, you've had a good one. Your second last weekend at Ulysses. Congratulations here, and good luck to you coming up at Hoisington.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Brody Spear joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We'll be joined here momentarily here with Coach Dakota Hayes. Here is Scott City. We'll be all over here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Part of the girls will be at Abilene on Thursday. Part of the girls will be Friday in Hoisington. And then the boys, then JV Friday in Abilene. Saturday will be in Abilene as well for the varsity here. And Coach Dakota Hayes is going to see a lot of it here. Well, Coach, you have the whole team down in Ulysses on Saturday and a pretty good day there. And boys win the team title. A little short-handed there, sickness and whatnot. And then girls had a really good showing out on the Saturday. And how did you feel it was overall for you guys?
You know, overall, I think it was good. You know, we were short three scorers on the varsity mm-hmm. side. I mean, we were missing a 13-pounder, and Brady went down early, and we're missing a heavyweight and all that. But I think the guys really mm-hmm. responded. I mean, they knew that we were down scorers, so they needed to pick up bonus points where they could, and they all competed well. JV guys, you know, they had some tough matches, but they wrestled hard and pulled a lot of stuff out, and even the girls had some tough matches. You know, Holcomb's got a pretty good girls program down there. They got some good wrestlers and all that, but overall, I think it was a pretty good kind of tee up for this next weekend where we really run into, you know, some tough competitions. And a lot of these people are going to be in our regionals this weekend. So it's going to be a good measuring stick. So.
No, you had some good weekends there on Saturday there. Houston winning and Colin, of course, winning. He got voted outstanding wrestler there. I think that was by the officials, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so at Ulysses, the officials vote the outstanding wrestler. And at other tournaments, it's usually the coaches. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he came in, got done what he needed to do, and I guess impressed them with not only, you know, his wrestling ability, but his sportsmanship and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, another good weekend for Tanner as well, winning there. But it felt like he had some rookies in there as well that had some learning processes along the way there, but still had some pretty good runs there on the varsity, especially on Saturday.
Yeah, no, and one that really comes to mind is Blaze. Mm-hmm. Blaze Gossman had a kind of a tough weekend at Hoxie. I mean, he had a ton of ranked guys that are really good at 157. So it's one of those things where he kind of got beat on a little bit that weekend. But he came back this last weekend at Ulysses and just really responded well. Came out, wrestled his ability and his type, and you know, he lost to the Mendoza boy from Hugoton. And I mean, that kid, he's tough. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, he kept it within reason and battled it out and frustrated the kid a little bit, which is good to see out of a freshman. But he did really well. You know, and a ton of those other guys, you know, they wrestled well. And that's really all you can ask for.
Now, flipping back over to the girls' side here, you really had some ones that took some pretty big steps forward from the first weekend to the second weekend.
Yeah, no, you know, Brooklyn, she kind of, you know, it was a goofy thing. There was a three-way tie for first, you mm-hmm. know, she beat her and her, you know, she beat her and all that kind of stuff. She kind of came in on the bottom end of the stick and all that stuff. And Dayanara, she was in the same position, three-way tie and all that kind of stuff. And she came out on the shining part of it and got first. But, you know, they said she got first, but the more we looked into it, she technically got second and all that kind of stuff. But those girls are improving every week, and they're wrestling hard, and they're learning. Brody was one of them. She's learning. She's wrestling really tough. And you know, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We want to see them improve. We want to see them wrestle well and pick things up. And those girls that came out last year, the amount of stuff that they've retained and all that, it's really impressive.
Well, you find out, or coming up here tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, you're going to be all over. You're going to be camped out in Abilene here for a few days, get to know the town, and maybe go see Dwight Eisenhower there, the place there.
Yeah.
But no, Thursday, you take some of the girls to Abilene, and then some of the other girls will go to Hoisington on Friday, and then you'll have a lot of the JV boys are on Friday in Abilene, the varsity at Abilene on Saturday. Really a big early season weekend for you guys to close out your pre-Christmas slate.
It is, and this is one of the tournaments that we really need to hit and we really need to go to because we see a lot of our regional competition that we won't ever see throughout the year. And so it's nice to see them early so that way we know kind of where we're at. You know, obviously, you know, towards the end of the year, the big thing is let's do well at regional, let's do well at state. And so getting out there and finding those tough matches for our kids, boys or girls, it's important. Because it kind of shows where you're at and what your weaknesses are and what your strengths are and all that kind of stuff. So going there, it's going to be tough, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, got to split up coaches and you're going with them and I'm going with them. And, you know, we leave tomorrow morning to go to Abilene. And like you said, I'm going to be camped out in Abilene for 3 days. And we got Coach Hamey and Coach Numerick. They're headed to Hoisington on Friday with the other girls, and Coach Eisenhower, he's headed up with the boys on Friday. You know, it's one of those things where I want to be at practice on Thursday, mm-hmm. but those girls really need to go and see that mm-hmm. kind of competition. And it never fails. We always go to the Abilene tournament. We always bump into one, two, or three ranked kids, whether it be 3A or 4A. Mm-hmm. But with us being 4A, it's really stiff competition there. And so being able to see them is big.
And, you know, you found out your regional assignment today there with boys going to McPherson in late February there, and the girls a week earlier going to Hoisington for that 4-1A. And, you know, where you're going this week and all of a sudden finding out who's going to be there, and especially on the boys with Marysville bumping out to 4A, all of a sudden that turns into a bigger tournament for you guys this week and really both of them.
Yeah, no, for sure. Marysville bumping up and McPherson being there. You know, you got McPherson and Abilene and Phillipsburg. They're a tough 3A team, and they'll be there. But we see a lot of those back east ones. Basil Linwood usually kind of sneaks in there every now and then. Prairie LeCompton, Santa Fe Trail. Actually, I don't think Prairie LeCompton comes, but Santa Fe Trail is there. Mm-hmm. They usually have some tough kids. And like I said, being able to wrestle those guys early, it's a pretty good measuring stick. So.
Well, it's fun to see kind of their progression, and you got most of them certified now.
We're getting there. Yeah. We still got a few guys that are trying to determine where they're going to go, and making sure we're following all mm-hmm. the guidelines, and if they're dropping more than the allotted 8%, you know, getting the doctor's note and all that stuff before they compete at that weight and all that. But we're getting there, and the big thing is get that done, get that out of the way, so you get that growth allowance after yes. Christmas, and so. There's only a few of them that missed last week mm-hmm. when we did it because sickness and all that kind of stuff. But, kudos to yeah. Mr. Dirks, because he's one of those guys that has to be there
yeah.
to do that, because he's the administrator. But he's always willing to if you guys get to wait, I'll be there to do that mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So.
That's awesome, and it's hard to believe we're to that point here, but should be a fun one here this weekend. Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here, talking wrestling here, and thanks as always, Coach, here, and have fun in Abilene.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.
All right.